Jess in with you this morning. Now, every year, the PCYC Food and Toy Appeal helps out so many families, hundreds of families across the Upper Hunter. And last year, it was no different. Deanne Douglas from the PCYC joins me in the studio to give us a bit of an update on how it all went. Deanne, Happy New Year.
Yeah, to you too. It's January's nearly gone.
I know. What happened?
You blink and it'll be February.
Yeah, it's crazy. And with that, the Food and Toy Appeal was a huge success over Christmas again.
Oh, look, it was absolutely amazing. And, you know, like as you and I have just been talking about, I keep saying to people, it's more than just giving a family a hamper of food and gifts for everybody. Sometimes it's just giving them that understanding that the community cares, and that there's just somebody out there that, you know, is thinking about them.
Thought about them. And
yeah, it's a tough time, Christmas. Yeah. I say this every year. And, you know, for us to be able to know that we could do everything we needed to do and support so many different towns too. Like we went all the way up to Mararundi. We did some in Merriwar.
Oh,
and we even
awesome.
Did some in Singleton this year. Like once the books were sort of closed with the charities there, they reached out to us then and said, can you help? And
yeah. And
knowing that we could, you know, that money that came from Glencore made a massive difference to us and to this community. But also every individual person who walked in the door with something that they wanted to give to the appeal.
Yeah. And that's it. It was the little things, the big things and everything in between.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, when people come in, we see the amazing community that we live in. We get to experience the people coming in the door asking for help, but it gives them the opportunity to sometimes just to have those few minutes to talk to somebody when they're doing it tough, just to say, I just need support. This is what's happened. You know, we don't pry into anyone's personal life, but sometimes people just want to share their stories with us.
Yeah, and to have somebody listen, I know when we did a whole lot of drought stories to go out to, just as an example, to go out to some of the farmers and just to stand there and listen and be that sort of person they could have a little vent to, made such a difference to how they were feeling.
Oh, look, 100%. And look, this year we did 17 compassion hampers.
Yeah.
And they were for families who'd lost a loved one or had a family member or themselves with a terminal illness. And look, I shed quite a few tears. I still get emotional when I think, you know, when, you know, somebody turns up and Cherie Gray and Kelly, our police officers and that, they went and delivered a lot of the hampers for the compassion hampers for me. And, you know, them coming back and just saying, you know, just how grateful the families were to realise that the community cared and were reaching out to them.
Mm, that's awesome. So you helped 257 families
Look, it was a lot and, you know, fairly large families as well as people on their own.
Yeah.
And let's not forget Santa paying a visit to the aged care unit
at Calvary. Oh, nice.
They loved it and they loved the fact Santa was able to go into, obviously there's changes with COVID rules.
Yeah.
So Santa was able to go into each of their rooms and sort of give them their gift and all that. We'd actually bought from the Christmas shop here. We'd got individual Christmas books with their names
them.
So it was really special. And I know that Santa got as much out of it as the residents did.
Yeah, that's amazing. A big shout to everyone who was involved in the Food and Toy Appeal. It's amazing. Every year, like, it just blows me away how much you help people. And the stories that you were just telling me off air of some of the people that you were able to help is unreal.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's all down to this community though, isn't it, really? You know, we're able to do it because of this community.
Yeah, exactly. And something I noticed when I was driving past the PCYC the other night, I thought I saw you and a whole lot of other people digging up dirt and planting trees. What are you doing?
So we were very fortunate at Christmas time to find out that we'd got a grant through AGL.
Yeah.
So we put an application in because I had this dream of between the two sheds, our gymnastics centre and our boxing centre, I wanted to make that an area for families and for young people. So we put in an application, we're successful in our grant. So we're actually going to have native gardens, a yarning circle, a vegetable patch. And what you saw us doing was the orchard. And let me just say, I'm so grateful that my friends are still talking to me because those people there were friends of mine. We had to get a jackhammer in to jackhammer up the soil to be able to plant the fruit trees that we planted. It was, and we were bucketing water from inside the club. So it was quite a...
quite a mission.
It was actually, but, you know, it's the start and yeah. people will see over the next 2 weeks how it grows and develops because, like, obviously I've got a deadline that I want to finish it by so that it's done before I leave.
Yes, that deadline is coming up very, very soon. I remember last year when you said that you were leaving, I couldn't believe it. And B, now it's just come up so fast.
Oh, 100%. Like I gave 4 months notice and that sort of seemed a long time. And this is my second last week. So, you know, after 15 and a half years, I've just taken a trip down memory lane with someone today talking about the different projects that we've achieved at Musselbrook. And I sort of take a deep breath and go, wow, you know, it's probably, we probably achieved more than I've realised, to be honest.
I was going to ask you the thing that you would be most proud of, the program or the project, but I reckon that would be a really hard question.
Oh, 100%. It'd be hard to sort of pick one because a lot of the programs that we actually run are unique to Musselbrook Club, like that we've started and developed over the time with community support and all that. And, you know, and those are the programs that are free to families and different things like that. And it changes lives of families. Mm. So it's really hard to just pick one. But I've got an amazing team down there and we've selected a new manager. So I know it's in good hands and the work will continue.
Yeah. You are going to be sticking around town though, which is great. So we're still going to see your face around.
You definitely will. And I'm really excited about my new role. So I'm actually going to be mentoring and counselling Aboriginal inmates as part of a second chance program through BlackRock.
Yeah.
And I just know that that's going to give me an opportunity to work with families and hopefully change lives like I hope I have at the PCYC.
I think you will. There's no question. Deanne, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I'm not going to say goodbye because we'll catch up.
We definitely will. Thank you.